In a booming city like Boise, a new apartment complex is hardly news. But New Path Community Housing, which opened in December, is different. All of its residents used to be homeless. This is the housing first model adopted by other cities, and Boise wants to build more. Brooklyn Rietma reports.
I'm David.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'll go ahead and show you to the apartment.
Okay, awesome.
David Hall takes me on a tour of his apartment. He's one of 45 residents at New Path Community Housing. Half a year ago, he was living on the streets.
And we have our community room here, the rec area, and laundry facilities down that way.
In 2011, before he was homeless, Hall ran for mayor of Boise against current mayor David Beter. A large part of his campaign, he says, was promoting the housing first concept from other states.
This New Path Community Housing is a great solution. It's what I was trying to get people focused on back when I ran for mayor.
Hall did okay at the polls, bringing in more than a quarter of the vote that year. Recently, he's watched the city adopt the plan.
It took a couple years, but I'm grateful to everybody that put it together because I know what the alternative for me was.
Hall says he went homeless in 2013 after getting a back injury. He was unable to hold down a job, and everything cratered from there. There are 1,256 Idahoans without a home, according to the state's Finance and Housing Association.
The first intervention we should do is housing.
That's Wyatt Schroeder, Director of Community Partnerships for the City of Boise. The concept is simple but innovative. First thing you do is to put people in houses. Before healthcare, before job training, before anything, you first stabilize the situation.
Then from there, we're going to have a lot more success getting someone to overcome their addiction, a lot more success with medical management, working with someone's mental illness, a lot more success on job placement and financial independence.
Schroeder's previous role was director of Catch, the charitable assistance to communities' homelessness. Catch pushed this notion of housing first that led to New Path. They answered the question, what if the homeless were no longer homeless?
After some time, just in a healthy space where you feel safe, you just can look your day a little bit differently. And you notice that in people's faces.
Schroeder says New Path residents pay 30% of their income to rent the apartments. Those with no income don't need to pay anything. He says people can stay there as long as they feel necessary and can renew their leases if they desire.
Some folks will be with us for a little while, and some not so long. But it's really about those unique journeys and for us to be able to nurture those unique journeys and what they need most for their own personal health.
If housing comes first, then healthcare comes second. The hospitals St. Al's and St. Luke's were among the funders of New Path. And Terry Riley Health Services provides healthcare on-site throughout the apartment complex, according to case manager Kendra Lutz.
Those on-site support services where people literally can just go down the elevator or down the stairs and have someone right there to help them is invaluable.
She and a team of providers are available every weekday for the residents of New Path. She says this is crucial for their success because it allows them not to have to wait at a clinic, get a referral, or pay for their treatment. The Terry Riley Group has been working with the homeless population for more than 20 years, but Lutz says this is the first time they've offered support services at an apartment complex.
45 people doesn't sound like a lot, but we're always busy.
Schroeder and the city have plans for another Housing First facility similar to New Path. Valor Point will have 26 units and house homeless military veterans.
They've served this country and unfortunately are seeing a much higher rates of a lot of mental health issues, alcohol or substance misuse, and unfortunately for homelessness. We have to do something about that.
Support services from the Boise VA will be offered on-site at Valor Point, just like what Terry Riley offers at New Path. Schroeder says they plan to break ground this summer and open the doors next spring. Back in his room at New Path, David Hall remembers his old campaign platform.
Giving somebody a home is the answer.
In fact, he's living proof of it.
If you really want to address it, you want to get these people off the street, you're not going to help everybody, but there's going to be people like me that they're going to be able to help.
Hall says he still revisits the homeless shelters once in a while to remind him of what he was able to leave behind. Brooklyn Rietma, Boise State Public Radio News.